Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And her daddy has told her to go.
Listen, young lady.
But her friend is nowhere to be seen.
So how'd you become such a hotshot actor?
I'm a showman. That's what I'm meant to do.
To the seat with the clearest view.
Wow, 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 wow.
And she's hooked to the silver screen.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Do you know who my girlfriend is?
Barbara Streisand?
Barbara Streisand.
Sand.
Sand, yeah, like sands. Like the ocean, like beaches.
Barbara Streisand?
No, like Streisand.
Sand.
I love this movie. Licorice Pizza there as we bring in Tim Lammers. Tim, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me. I know I'm the probably the D squad here, but Licorice Pizza was a joy for me because here's the thing. When I come into a movie and have the almost zero expectations, even though I might hear a buzz about something, I just watch it and I was just soaked it up from the opening moments of that movie. And I'm wondering, okay, where is this going? And just the sheer youth aspect to it, and then to see these cameos like Sean Penn and Bradley Cooper, it was a wonderful movie.
Well, to be honest with you, Adam, I wish I could have seen an entire movie on Bradley Cooper playing John
Peters,
because I suspect that those tales aren't too far from the truth, and in fact, he gave his blessing to Paul Thomas Anderson. Okay, whatever. Some people, they get the screen time, or there's somebody playing them, they get screen time, they get their names mentioned, that's good enough. But yeah, you know, obviously this film, it's premium video on demand, so you can get it for $20 now. And it's worth mentioning, obviously, because it was nominated for a Best Picture Oscar, and Paul Thomas Anderson, his 10th and 11th nomination, this time for screenwriting, original screenplay, and Best Director. To explain to people who haven't seen it, it really is a coming-of-age story of a child actor named Gary Valentine, played by Cooper Hoffman, the son of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, who, of course, starred in a lot of Paul Thomas Anderson's films. He's got a pretty good handle on life for a 15-year-old. He sees a 25-year-old photographer's assistant. He kind of puts the smooth moves on her. It's like, I don't want any part of this. You're a 15-year-old boy. But then they develop this weird, strange relationship that as the, you know, it grows, I mean, the jealousies ensue and the lines begin to blur. And I have to say, Adam, you know, apart from, again, great filmmaking, great appearances by the likes of Bradley Cooper, Sean Penn, etc., the relationship is problematic, and that's the biggest beef I had with the film. Unfortunately, that's the center of the film, so I don't know. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, that's a great point, because he is underage, and let's say the roles are reversed, and that's a 25-year-old male assistant and a 15-year-old girl. Yeah, everybody's recoiling, saying, wait a minute, this is a little uncomfortable.
I don't know how Paul Thomas Anderson gets away with it, but obviously, I don't know if you call it turning a blind eye because he's so talented otherwise.
Yeah.
But, you know, certainly nominated for a lot of awards.
Yep.
Critics loved the thing. You know, oddly enough, it didn't make that much money, maybe $27 million worldwide, which isn't a lot. But then again, these are low-budget films for him. I mean, people work with him because they want to work with the guy, and they're going to cut their salary to do so. So, again, if you can put aside this problematic sort of, you know, deal at the center of their relationship, yeah, then it's certainly an interesting movie, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's bittersweet watching Cooper Hoffman because he's so much like his dad, and you can see his dad in that role, and then you realize what a great actor Philip Seymour Hoffman was and how we were kind of robbed of seeing that career in the future because of his sad death.
Yeah, and you can credit a lot of his success, I think, to Paul Thomas Anderson. You know, because obviously he appeared in Boogie Nights, and I thought of that movie watching this movie because there's no question, it all depends on what age you are, right? I grew up in the era, so it is very nostalgic, right? I mean, you do get that 70s vibe going. And, you know, some people think that, well, just because his name is Hoffman, he gets the jobs. Well, you know what? You get cast, you got to deliver. And there's no question there's something in the genes here in the Hoffman family, you know, and the Philip Seymour Hoffman certainly passed along his great talents to his son in his debut role. We have to note that as well.
Yeah.
He holds up against Bradley Cooper, too, doesn't he?
He sure does.
It's just pretty amazing performance for his first time out, and I can't wait to see what he has in store.
I see this note in Variety that Alec Baldwin tried to work out a deal to finish Rust after that horrible shooting that took the life of the cinematographer. What do you know about that?
Well, you know, I mean, look, more and more news is coming out about the thing, and I think, you know, both you and I, Adam, as well as Paul and Jordana and everybody else, thought at first, it's like, oh, we feel sorry for this guy. It's so horrible for Alec Baldwin. And then it just keeps taking stranger and stranger turns. He talks, he does an on-camera interview, you know, at network television. It's like, should you really be doing that? And then he claims he's not responsible, even though he's the one that was, you know, that pulled the trigger. Now it appears that he tried to finish the film, and by doing so, he is trying to basically cut a deal with Helena Hutchins' husband. And they said no. They were incensed, in fact, by the fact that Alec Baldwin isn't claiming any responsibility whatsoever for the shooting. So that deal is off the table now.
Yeah, you know,
because the lawsuit is happening. But here's the thing. I mean, do you really want to finish a film under the pretenses, under that big dark cloud that's hanging over the production? I don't know. I mean, look, the Twilight Zone tragedy, you know, where the helicopter accident killed Vic Morrow and a couple children, they finished that.
Yeah.
You know, they recut the thing to make it seem somewhat sensible, the film. But I don't know. It just seems like I didn't think Alec Baldwin would want to do something like that, finish it. You'd think, you know, look, I got a career to save here.
Yeah, and that's a different time. You know, the Twilight Zone's a different time where, yes, it would have made the news and there would have been articles. But, I mean, this was so, I mean, this was everywhere. And everybody now, when they hear Alec Baldwin, when they think of this incident, you know, for as good as an actor he is and an entertaining, as funny as he can be, he sure makes it hard to like him sometimes.
He certainly does. And you're right. I mean, before that, I had that sort of problem with him.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when something like this tragic happens, it's like, my God, you know, these sorts of accidents can happen to anybody, really. And you really do feel for the guy, but then he turns back into the old Alec Baldwin and it's like,
can't get out of his
way. Come on, man. Yeah. You know, let's dial it back. He just really can't seem to control his impulses. And I think it's obviously working against him here. So, you know, you find out then all of a sudden that he did try to get that production back on track, and it didn't work, and all the lawsuits are going forward.
We're still in awards season, and the Critics' Choice Awards coming up Sunday.
Yeah, I thank you for mentioning that. I'd like to note that because I'm a voting member of the Critics' Choice Association, have been with the organization for about 22, 23 years. So, yeah, I mean, I'm part of this award season, which is kind of fun. The studios want to get all of their films in front of you to consider. So I just submitted my ballot today. Can't tell you who I voted for, Adam.
That's come on, you can thing. Tell you what. Text it to me, and then I'll share it later.
I will tell you. I will tell you that my number one pick of last year was the movie Belfast, written and directed by Kenneth Branagh, one of my all-time favorite filmmakers, and I've interviewed him a number of times. He is such of a joy to talk to, and you could see his passion all over this picture. So let's just say I'm rooting for Belfast come this Sunday. I'm not saying I voted for anything like, you know, any of his categories, okay. But, you know, I love that film. So, but again, this is all leading up to the Oscars here coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen that one yet, and I want to see that one in Coda as well. Kenneth Branagh, by the way, you know, he played Ernest Shackleton in this movie, and they found Shackleton's ship this week in 10,000 feet of water under the Antarctic ice. It's just unbelievable story this week that I'm just fascinated
about. Yeah, he's an amazing filmmaker and an amazing actor, and I'm glad that you saw that.
Yep.
And I look forward to much more from him. Definitely see Belfast. It is another historical picture from Kenneth Branagh, so you should definitely see it.
Tim, I enjoyed the conversation. Have a great weekend, sir.
Likewise, sir, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Sounds good. Tim Lammers Movie Reviews, brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant Personal Injury, attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.